September the 7th, 2010 has actually arrived, and our outside broadcast location team for Southside Broadcasting in association with Ather & Co. and Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements brings us to the delightful, wonderful North Yorkshire area of Ripley, and specifically Ripley Castle for, of course, the second outdoor photographic exhibition, La Femme et Fils, obviously in aid of the Pam Roberts campaign for brain tumour research and Pam Roberts Foundation, in fact. I'm with Aaron Craig. Aaron, we've left Jave and Liam producing, or we're still working diligently on setting up the whole thing. We're availing ourselves of the wonderful hospitality of those wonderful fine folk at the Boar's Head, I believe, here in Ripley, I should say. Your thoughts so far?
Yeah, look, it's really good. First time to be in Ripley. It's a wonderful place, really. As I said, first time here, and with just a quick walk into Ripley Castle and seeing them setting up there, it should be good.
Will be certainly one of our wonderful experiences. We'll be joined by Katrina Lakin later on as the evening proceeds. And as always, dear listener, we'll hopefully be producing a range of interviews so you can actually savour that wherever you happen to be, from Berlin to Bangkok, as we often say, or maybe not. Well, there's that wonderful sense of anticipation now. We've just seen that Javen has been sorting out all manner of wonderful things, but we're lucky enough now as the wonderful sense of growing anticipation begins to launch over the fabulous Ripley Castle to be able to speak with the fantastic
Steve Chestnut here at Ripley Castle.
Steve, are you a relatively recent addition to the Ripley Castle staff?
Oh, only merely 15 years.
Nothing
in comparison to Sir Thomas's family, 700 years.
Quite rightly so, indeed. And we will remember our first piece with Sir Thomas a few years ago about, obviously, the castles, country homes and so on. So, Steve, this must prove to be a wonderful sense of anticipation here, as we mentioned, but also just seeing the setup here for this fabulous Pam Roberts Foundation.
Yeah, it's a super evening. This is the second year now we've hosted the exhibition. Last year with the People, Places and Faces, and this year with La Femme. As you can see, most of them are very much a female content.
Yes, indeed. I think as Lady Emma was saying earlier, this year La Femme and La Fizz is there as well.
Definitely, a bit of both.
Quite rightly so. Aaron.
Yeah, it's obviously a wonderful set in Ripley Castle. Have you had to do much to organise it and set this up?
There's been an awful lot has gone on behind the scenes for this to happen today. The team here started very early this morning, erecting a lot of what you see here in front of us with the pictures, the lighting rigs, all of the things that are going on around us tonight have taken quite a lot of setting up. But you know, it looks fantastic and worth every little bit of it, I must say.
I know that our colleague Katrina Lakin will be joining us later on today, but of course Ripley Castle is becoming known, and this was me really credit to your good self here for providing a fantastic location for all sorts of things, from classical concerts onwards. I gather Catherine Armstrong was here recently.
Catherine Jenkins.
Thank you, Catherine. There we are, Catherine,
yes,
Jenkins.
Indeed.
Oh, very strange.
The beautiful Catherine Jenkins. Yes, there was a very, very good crowd for Catherine Jenkins, and very, very well received. It was a super evening. So, you know, yeah, it is very, very diverse, from classical concerts to classic cars to fantastic photography exhibitions, weddings, conferences, dinners, etc. There's never 2 days the same here at Ripley.
I was going to say, is this pretty much a dream job for you, though? Because, I mean, location-wise, I think it's fair to say you couldn't get a better place than Ripley Castle.
If you have to come to work, it's a lovely place to come to work.
And finally, a web address for people who can't actually get to the event this evening or they'd like to find out about some of the Ripley Castle events they might like to attend, obviously, in 2011. Is there one?
There is ripleycastle.co.uk, and there is listed a number of the events that have already been on this year and will be happening for the rest of the year. And keep an eye on that, because there's always something going on our website.
And Steve, a question we'll be putting to an awful lot of the guests this evening. Have you managed to sort out a particular favourite photograph or image which you say, oh, that's the one that I'd actually go for?
I've narrowed it down to a short list. I think I'll have to have another look.
Well, it has to be said that when you actually see some of the quality of these images, one initially sort of thinks, and then one thinks, I wonder if we could get away with using that as a possible sort of route for Southside presenters. And I think the answer would be a resounding no, but your thoughts so far?
Yeah, it's very interesting. They're great photos. It's a great location here at Ripley. And they're brilliant pictures, but yeah, I'm looking forward to going around them.
It's one of those areas where I'd have to say that unless Javen Liam was actually sorting out the whole thing, I wouldn't want to actually sort of develop those kind of things for our Southside presenters. But we'll see what Katrina Lakehead makes of them when she arrives. I mean, this is quite a fascinating individual here. It's the positions that the models actually get. It's something I must ask Liam later on, in essence, in terms of roughly how long does it actually take to compose something like this, because clearly one suspects it's more than just an initial point and click.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be wondering, and the places were actually, it'd be nice to know where the locations are as well, because it's look like nice places, don't they?
Well, we're still waiting for Katrina Lakin to arrive, our third part of the terrific trio we have covering this event for Southside Broadcasting. It's of course La Femme at Ripley Castle, and we're just going to actually share with you some facts about brain tumour research here, or the lack of it, as put up here. I think we might take one each for this one, Aaron, so I'll pick up the first one. Brain tumours are known as the forgotten cancer because of the lack of funding and research. The public in general is unaware of the magnitude of the problem. Less than 1% of national cancer research funds are spent in this area, and this lack of funding means that survival rates are no better than they were 40 years ago.
Yeah, and the second one there, brain tumours have recently overtaken leukaemia as the most common malignancy and cause of death in children.
Yeah, brain tumours are increasing annually in children at a rate of between 5 and 10%. Statistics show that deaths from brain cancer rose by 33% in 2007 amongst children.
And brain tumours are located at the control centre for thoughts, emotions, physical functions. Their proximity makes them very difficult to treat.
Is quite astounding, really, and actually quite worrying when we find a fifth fact down here. Brain tumours have a shocking survival rate. Less than one third of patients survive for 5 years following diagnosis of a primary or malignant brain tumour, which is compared with something like a 50 to 90% survival rate among other cancers.
Yeah, they're wonderful statistics, really, when you see this. The brain tumours have a significant lower cure rate than most other cancers, which is shocking, really, isn't it?
Just heard the wonderful bell there striking. Quarter to six. It's very quiet at present, but I know if it follows last year's scenario, within a few hours, this whole place will become a hive of activity. Well, we've just decided to take cover, as you may be able to hear, in the entrance to Ripley Castle here, because we just see the first droplets of rain and we hear the wonderful sound of thunder, which you may be able to hear in the background, dear listener. It's not a sound effect.
It's wonderful Yorkshire, it's full glory, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased we had a little wander around some absolutely sensational images, it has to be said. I think Javen Liam has once again outdone himself in terms of the creativity and the composition of some of the photographs. Granted, I can see a number of our feminist colleagues possibly having one or two issues about the imagery and the semiotics behind the image, but at the same time, taken all in all, a very entertaining display, I feel.
Yeah, they're very tasteful. Obviously, people might not see the nice sides of it, but they're very tastefully done and they're wonderful. It's a great expedition, really.
And as we keep coming back to, clearly the whole purpose of this exhibition is to raise awareness of brain tumour research for Pam Roberts' excellent work. We read through some of her facts earlier today. You're listening to Southside Location, Southside Broadcasting, in fact, on location at Ripley Castle here in the wonderful world of Ripley. And in a few moments' time, we'll hopefully be speaking to some of the other fine attendees this evening. And obviously, Javen will hopefully be touching base with us, as will one trusts Pam Roberts, Lady Emma, and a variety of other folk too.